Perhaps your recent travel plans have been curtailed by cash flow issues, global politics, or even fears of the mysterious coronavirus. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we've got you covered. Our book critic, Marianne Winnick, reviews two new novels that take us along to exotic locales, replete with intriguing characters and plenty of plot twists. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Though Isabel Allende earned her fame in the 1980s with magical realist bestsellers The House of the Spirits and Eva Luna, her 24th novel is rooted firmly in historical fact. A Long Petal of the Sea is a story of war, love, and displaced persons, 1938 to 1994, moving from the battlefields of the Spanish Civil War to France, Chile, and Venezuela. Though the novel contains no magical realist elements, it is full of the magic of storytelling, sharply drawn, vibrant characters, a long simmering, unlikely love story, ruthless plot twists, and a long-awaited last-minute development. Allende deals her cards with skillful smoothness and a narrative poker face. Though the specifics are rooted in the events of the last century, the theme could not be more timely. This is a book about people tossed by fate into a country where they are not welcome, with their circumstances reduced and their gifts unappreciated, yet they replant themselves with open hearts, tenacity, and optimism. The author has explained that she based her protagonist on a real person, a Spaniard who made his home in Chile after the Civil War. Like his real-life model, the fictional one plays chess with Salvador Allende, the last president of Chile before the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Allende herself is the goddaughter of Salvador Allende. Her father was his first cousin, and she has lived her whole life as a foreigner and immigrant in various countries. In A Long Petal of the Sea, Allende imbues the experience of displaced people trying to find a new home with the dignity, idealism, and even romance it has been stripped of in our cruel times. Moving from Chile to Venice, I highly recommend A Beautiful Crime by Christopher Bolan. In the tradition of the talented Mr. Ripley, this high-style crime novel features two hot young guys, here an interracial gay couple, in a luscious European location, here Venice in all its crumbling glory. A suspenseful, twisty revenge plot involves counterfeit antique silver, rough sex, an inherited palazzo, and the fate of the floating city itself. As the story opens, Nick Brink is attending the Manhattan funeral of a bohemian artist who was a friend and client of the older man he works for and is nearly engaged to, a New York antiques dealer. Everyone in the church is buzzing with gossip about the dead man's own boy toy. Word has it, he hastened their friend's death to get his hands on the money. When Nick steps out for a breath of air, he finds none other than the young man in question, Clay Guillory, lurking by the door. He knows he's unwelcome, but wants to make sure the flowers arrived. The truth is, Clay hasn't done anything wrong, nor is he sitting on a pile of cash. But by the time Nick breaks up with the antiques dealer and joins him in Venice, the lovers have come up with a scheme to address their money problems. They will sell the counterfeit silver Clay has inherited to a rich expat in Venice named Richard West. With Nick's expertise and West's greed, it should be easy. Unfortunately, their scheme spirals out of control and drags them deeper into criminal territory than they ever could have imagined. As Brian Alessandro points out in Newsday, A Beautiful Crime offers a sharp portrait of interracial romance within the gay community, addressing issues of class and classism as well.
The books are The Long Petal of the Sea by Isabel Allende and A Beautiful Crime by Christopher Bolan. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.